A crowd in the US called the Center for Bible Engagement did some research to discover what, of all the things that Christians do, most makes them grow in maturity in their faith. After surveying over 120,000 people, there was one standout thing. Can you guess what it was? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. If someone says that they love you, it's not unreasonable to expect that they would from time to time, even reasonably often, say kind, loving, encouraging, uplifting things to you. Not an unreasonable expectation at all. And yet so many Christians have never heard God whisper those things into their heart. Why? I was having lunch with a friend the other day, and he said something along the lines that, well, you know, I don't read my Bible. I find it boring. In any case, I have a deal with God. As long as I have love in my heart, that's all that matters. That, sadly, is the way that many of those who call themselves Christians think. They leave their Bibles up on a shelf somewhere gathering dust, and then they wonder why their lives are such a mess. So my question to him and anyone else that thinks that way is this. If you don't read your Bible, if you don't listen to the loving things that God has to say to you and about you, how can you possibly have His love in your heart? 1 John chapter 3 verse 1. The Father has loved us so much. This shows how much He loved us. We are called children of God, and we really are His children. But the people in the world don't understand that we're God's children because they have not known Him. If you want to hear God speak, read your Bible. If you want to hear Him speak audibly, then read it out loud. That Bible is His love letter to you. That's God's Word, fresh for you today. Yeah, according to the research, reading your Bible four times a week or more stands head and shoulders above anything else you can do to grow powerfully in your faith, to live in victory. That's why I'd love to send you your free fresh devotional each day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. Again, it's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.